You got into the safety business because you wanted to protect people. But somewhere along the way, the job started controlling your time, your schedule, your priorities, even your income potential. What if the expertise you've built over the years in the field can give you something more? More freedom, more control, more ownership of your future. I'm Sheldon Primus, the author of 7 Steps to Starting a Profitable Safety Consulting Business and the host of the Safety Consultant Podcast, with more than 350 episodes helping safety professionals become consultants and grow their career. Consulting changed my life. In fact, I'm a full-time RVer and one consulting contract paid for my home I live in today. Now, I help safety professionals build their own consulting practice through bi-weekly coaching calls, accountability, and personal guidance. But this program isn't for everyone. Start with the consultant readiness audit at sheldon.coach.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all 3 books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
Hi, this is Jim from Safety Wars. Before we start the program, I want to make sure everyone understands that we often talk about OSHA and EPA citations, along with some other regulatory actions from other agencies, legal cases, and criminal activity. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Proposed fines are exactly that, and they are often litigated, reduced, or vacated. We use available public records, news accounts, and press releases. We cannot warranty or guarantee the details of any of the stories we share, since we are not directly involved with these stories, at least not most of the time. Enjoy the show.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Good evening. We have our rare Saturday night program. We are doing our safety love song episode because it's Valentine's Day. Yeah, I should have hung out with this a little bit earlier, but love is in the air. Spring is coming. Not only for the animals, but also for humans. But anyway, what are we going to talk about? We're going to be talking about it. We're going to share music just with our Christmas episode. This is our Valentine's Day episode. And we're going to kick it right off. And no, by the way, I hope everybody is enjoying things and out there this weekend. We are enjoying watching Hofstra and Mississippi University play baseball. My nephew, congratulations. 2 home runs today for Hofstra. Not always the outcome we wanted to see, but you know what? Without effort, with every effort, there's error. So we're not going to worry about it. First series of the season. They have, I believe, a 36-game season. We got a lot more in the season left. I'm hoping to see him. And he actually signed with the Collegiate League this summer in Canada. So congratulations, CJ. Love. Love is found everywhere. Can be found everywhere. We've all had relationships at work. I think. Most people have been doing that, especially the people who like work a lot like me. A lot of us have had them. HR does like them. And we're going to sing about them tonight. We're going to start off with Love in the Exclusion Zone. All music is from the band Safety Warriors. And will be available on March 1st on Spotify, Apple Music, and a couple of other platforms there. So we're just going to kick it off with Love in the Exclusion Zone. Well, that was pretty interesting. Yes, Love in the Exclusion Zone. Found I found love in the exclusion zone one time. So this is a little bit self, about me, a little bit true. We also have a lot of these are, in case you're wondering, inspired by 1980s love songs. Here we have Every Breath You Take by Safety Warrior, about permit-required confined spaces and air monitoring that's required for them.
Lights are low, the shift is quiet. Steel hums beneath our feet. Step inside, I check the numbers before the air we breathe. No warning signs, no obvious danger. But I've learned what silence hides. Love isn't luck, it's paying attention to what you can't see with your eyes. You laugh and say it smells just fine. But I've seen how fast things cross the line. It's every breath you take, every step you make, every space you enter. I'm watching over you, every move you make, every risk you take, every alarm that flickers. Control, it's dedication. It's knowing when to stop. Love doesn't wait for something tragic. Love checks the air on top. I don't need flames to call it danger, or sirens screaming loud. If numbers shift or sensors whisper, that's enough. I'm calling it out because love doesn't look away. When the quiet tries to make us stay, every breath you take, every valve you turn, every reading climbing higher, I'm standing next to you, every step you take, every lesson learned, if the air turns against us, vigilance for fear. I watch because you matter to me. I listen so you're here. Every breath you take, every space you cross, every unseen hazard, I'm watching over.
And the moon is asleep, and we step back out into the
So we have them. We have the Christmas cards. We have Valentine's Day cards. We got a lot of them out there. That, you know, is there what Hallmark holidays, some of these things? And now we say, oh, we love you. And you may go out there and you may say, hey, I do, if you found love, that you felt that you're going to spend your entire lifetime with the person and everything else, but it's just paper. You know what else is just paper? Your job hazard analysis. That's just paper too. So we're going to be faithful to our partners. We're also going to be faithful to the job hazard analysis.
Highway lights and early mornings, another side, another day. Steel-toed boots, the radio humming, coffee strong, but the wrist don't fade. We've done this work a thousand times, feels familiar, feels routine. That's when danger whispers softly, just this once, skip a step in between. But I've seen how fast good plans fall apart when memory places the written star. Faithfully following the JHA, every step, every task, every phase. When the pressure's high and the clock's ticking loud, I slow it down and read the page. Faithfully following the JHA, not because someone's watching me, but because going home is the promise I keep. Faithfully. Different crews and changing weather, new equipment, same old risks. What worked yesterday might not today. That's why assumptions don't make the list. We talk it through before we touch. Who does what could go wrong? Hazard's name, controls in place. That's how we make it through strong. It's not about doubt, it's respect for the work and the people standing here getting it done. Faithfully following the JHA, even when the job feels the same. Because complacency writes checks that luck won't always pay. Faithfully following the JHA, when shortcuts call the plan was sound, it was the moment. We didn't slow down. Fight on, faithfully following the JHA. Not just words we say out loud, it's a conversation before the work, a commitment to the crowd. Faithfully following the JHA, when the is everyone home at the end of the day? When the engine's cool and the gates roll shut, we leave with more than a job well done. We leave with each other still standing here. That's why I follow it faithfully.
And our next song is also about confined space entry, right? That's one of the big hazards out there, one of the most dangerous work environments. And here's our next song, You Can Take My Breath Away, especially with bad air monitoring requirements and no air monitoring in a confined space, and you don't meet those numbers. And what are those numbers? Between 19.5% and 23.5% oxygen, right? That's for general industry, and also for construction, for shipyards, it's 19.5% to 22%, 10% of the lower explosive limit, and whatever your other toxics in there that are a danger that had to be assessed, right? Whatever the exposure limits for those are. You don't make those exposure limits, that confined space entry can take your breath away.
The door is sealed, the lights are low, the air is quiet, but we don't know what we can't see, what we can't feel. This space remembers what it steals. You reach for me, I hesitate, not fear, just knowing what's at stake. Love doesn't rush with silence lies.
Enthusiasm is often lacking in the safety field. You had to get excited over safety. You had to be passionate over safety. Who wants to follow a person who is always negative, always down, uninspiring, and everything else? You got to make yourself inspiring. You got to make yourself understood. If you can't do that and you're realizing you have and you're fully self-actualized and you understand you can't do that, you got to work at it. Even pretend that you're enthusiastic and you love this, because that's how you're going to get people on your side. It's not going to be there sitting in that office, drinking those that coffee and eating them donuts and maybe bagels if you're in the Northeast. It's not going to happen. You're not going to be not going to be effective. What you need to get is hysteria over safety.
Lights are low, the room feels heavy. I hear your breath before you speak. Your shadow moves just close enough. I feel the pull, I feel the heat. You say my name like it's a secret, like no one else should hear the sound. But loving you means reading the moment before we let our guardrails down. Your hands are closed, but I don't rush, because wanting you is more than touch. It's hysteria over safety when desire starts blurring the line. It's hysteria over safety when I want you here all the time. And I don't need danger to feel you near me. I don't need risk to feel you stay. If loving you means slowing this moment, I'll slow it down every way. Your voice is soft, but your eyes are louder, telling me things you don't say out loud. Every second feels electric, like one wrong move could shut this down. I'd rather feel you breathing steady than chase a spark that fades too fast. Because the sexiest thing I know is knowing this moment's gonna last. I want you close, but I want you home, not a memory paid in toll. This is
So you've been successful. You found love in the exclusion zone. You made it through those confined spaces, and maybe you want to go and have a little bit of romance that night. But first, you have to make sure you're decontaminated. I give you, I need you decontaminated tonight.
Low lights in the decontamination zone. Your suit's still holding what the side left behind.
You look at me like you trust the process, like you're ready to cross that line. Slow it down, don't move too fast. We don't cross zones without a sign. Hard to warm, step by step. I'm right here, stay inside the line. This isn't rush, this isn't heat. It's steady hands, knowing where not to be. Said I need you to come tonight before we leave this place behind. Need you to come tonight. Clean skin, clear air, control time. Past the gate, don't wanna trace on you or me. I need you to come tonight. The way 1910 points on just as it should be. Gloves come off, slow and clean. Inside out like we trained before. No shortcuts when it matters this much. You know the reason for every rule. I watch your breath, you watch my hands. Bloody check before the rinse. Because desire doesn't cloud good judgment when you know exactly what this is. Yeah, this isn't danger, this is trust. No skin to skin until it's just us. Said I need you to come tonight. Sexiest thing right now is knowing we'll be okay. Until we need each other tonight, before the gate swings wide. We need you to come tonight. Nothing hidden, nothing denied. From the hot zone to the cold air, nothing follows us home. We need each other to come tonight. So what comes after is ours alone. Monitors, quiet alarms, asleep. And now that everything hazardous is gone, you're close enough to keep.
And for our final collection, I'll be honest, I lost the video to this one. And I didn't want to download all different types of problems with the AI, so I put it together myself. We did it the old-fashioned way with that. And that is, how do we define love? Now, how do we define love? All different kinds of ways we could do it. You could love your fellow man, your fellow human being. Reach out in Christian love. Oftentimes, employers say love is, we love you. They don't really mean it often, a lot of times. Some of them do, and they do. They should be identified, called out on it, and be celebrated. But what are we looking at in the health and safety field? Love is a safe workplace. That's how you show that you care about your employees. Not only the financial end, not only the keeping the workplace respectful, treating them with respect. It's also showing that you really appreciate them by giving them a nice, safe workplace free of recognized hazards, like in the general duty clause, right? The statement there. And it's also up to the employees to read a little bit beyond what the employer's responsibilities are there. But they have to realize that their responsibilities are to work safely and follow the program set out, and more importantly, improve on that program. Show that you love your fellow coworker, and also show that you love your family by making it home safely every day. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I tell you what, this has been a lot of fun making these. We'll try to get them out a little bit earlier. These are all going to be on Apple and Apple Music and Spotify. on March 1st. And we're going to have these periodic collections here. With this, we already have the music lined up in a lot of cases. We're just working on them to make them the highest quality music that you can have. And that is Safety Warriors, Safety Love Songs, out on March 1st of 2026. Thanks a lot. This is Jim Polzel, your host. Hopefully you're out with your significant other, spending time with your family this weekend, and enjoying baseball if you can enjoy baseball, college baseball this week. This weekend kicked off. So we're happy, and congratulations, CJ, for those home runs today.
We hear the clock, steel-toed boots on concrete. Morning light, another shift begins. They say be careful, but the pressure's heavy. Deadlines shout louder than common sense. You learn real fast what silence cost you. When shortcuts start to feel like fate. But I won't trade my voice for comfort. I won't gamble lives just to keep pace. They tell us that's just how it's done. But I see the risk and I won't run. Love is a safe workplace where you don't.
The safety business because you wanted to protect people, but somewhere along the way the job started controlling your time, your schedule, your priorities, even your income potential. What if the expertise you've built over the years in the field can give you something more? More freedom, more control, more ownership of your future. I'm Sheldon Primus, the author of 7 Steps to Starting a Profitable Safety Consulting Business and the host of the Safety Consultant Podcast. With more than 350 episodes helping safety professionals become consultants and grow their career. Consulting changed my life. In fact, I'm a full-time RVer and one consulting contract paid for my home I live in today. Now, I help safety professionals build their own consulting practice through bi-weekly coaching calls, accountability, and personal guidance. But this program isn't for everyone. Start with the consultant readiness audit at sheldon.coach.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all 3 books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.